USA Radio News.
President Trump is spending his Thanksgiving at his Mar-a-Lago resort, which he has nicknamed the Southern White House. Now, the president also spent time thanking our troops for their service.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaking with people eating at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I'm thankful for my children. They're wonderful, beautiful people, and I'm thankful for that.
Here at the Tavern Restaurant and Bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for
My family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
An estimated 1 in 6 Americans get sick from foodborne illnesses each year, resulting in 128,000 hospitalizations and over 3,000 deaths. Dr. Colin Bassler is with the CDC. He explains some of the symptoms you might see from salmonella poisoning.
Most people get sick between 12 and 72 hours after coming into contact with salmonella bacteria. Most people will get diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and a fever.
Dr. Bassler also says
we really wanted to make sure that people are washing their hands after handling raw turkey, making sure that people are cooking turkey to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. If you cook turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees, this strain of salmonella should die.
Today marks the 55th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. Kennedy was shot and killed on November 22, 1963, while riding in an open car in Dallas, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is still ticked off at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. That is a court where a judge ruled that migrants who enter the United States illegally from Mexico can still request asylum.
Well, the border's coming along very well. It's become very strong. We're getting some terrible decisions from the Ninth Circuit, as usual. I don't know if we've ever had a victory in the Ninth Circuit. We have to appeal it. Yes, a vast number of their decisions get overturned, generally speaking. And it's a shame. It's a disgrace, frankly. And essentially, they're legislating. They're saying what to do. Some judge sitting in some location very far away is telling our incredible military and law enforcement what to do. And it's not right. And it's been going on like that for a long time. And we are doing really well, considering the laws are a disaster. And if we had the right laws, it would be a lot less expensive and we'd do it a lot easier. But we don't have the right laws, and we have people interpreting the laws, and they always give us a bad interpretation. So hopefully we've shown some light on the Ninth Circuit. I know that Chief Justice Roberts, John Roberts, has been speaking a little bit about it, and I think and I have a lot of respect for him. I like him and I respect him. But I think we have to use some common sense. This Ninth Circuit, everybody knows it. It's totally out of control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.